Foodie Films is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
And we're back for another episode of Short Sessions. Here we are in the Manzi cave.
Your hat.
Ladies and
right
gentlemen, I'm
bat.
Randy Newman, and I'm replacing Kyle Reinfried. I'm talking to Mike Manzi.
I can't believe I knew you were going to do it, just not right at the top.
Oh, yeah. Out of the gate.
Now you know how to kill me every time. That instantly breaks me. Oh, my gosh. Ever since Joey's Barbecue.
Yeah.
You found my weak spot.
I love a good, like, a hard laugh and just, like, those laughs that we're like,
crying.
Crying and gasping, like, for air.
I was on the floor. It had been a long time since I had a hearty laugh like that.
So, what's up there, foodies? Another short order sessions, and we have Michael Manzi. If you don't know that name, how do you not know that name?
Because you don't listen to anything on the network.
You don't, exactly. I mean, how many I'm trying to make a food reference right now.
How many courses?
Pots,
how many hands are my pots in?
Yeah.
How many hands are my pots in?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, the OG, we had the Cage Club Prime. All his movies, the short run of Shia that we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I think that's done. Let's see. Keanu Club. The Throne. Cinemakers, which is still going on.
Yeah. Cage Club Revisited.
Cage Club Revisited. Season one just ended. What else? Hold on. Now we're doing the Tom Tom Club.
So that's like two.
That's two. Alternating Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks every other week. And that's so those are all the shows I did with Joey. And then I do The Third Time's a Charm.
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of like, I've been on a lot of High School Slumber Party.
High School Slumber Party.
It's like, yeah.
That's 10.
It's a lot. It's too much.
It's two hands worth.
I am. Yeah. I'm two big handfuls worth podcast.
Well, I'm happy to have you on an episode of Short Sessions. I mean,
thanks.
I had you on for a couple episodes of, you know, the regular Foodie Films, and we talked Diner, and we talked
cannibalism
of
Soylent Green. That was a while back.
That was a while ago. That was for around.
That was in the initial launch.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think
way
you were
back.
Episode 5.
All right.
And
45.
This is, and yeah, a year is coming up in August, so.
Wow.
Yeah. It goes by fast.
Yeah, there's been so many food-filled film scenes out there since. Don't see this show stopping anytime soon if you don't want it to.
Has there been anything like, as even recent movies or just movies? You're a guy. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
If you follow, you know, if anyone follows your Instagram, I would say 50, no, even more, like 70-75% of it is you posting, like, the title still.
100% of it.
100, okay.
The title.
I was just trying to saying there was a bit more.
Okay, so.
It's ticket stubs and, like, the title stills.
Title,
you know,
cards.
Title cards, thank you, sorry.
Title card. It used title to be cards, either yeah. Title card or DVD menu.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ticket stub to every movie I watch since, like, 2015.
So
it's like one a day.
Do you keep them, too? I keep them.
Yeah,
I don't post them.
And I found a whole bunch from, like, 15, 20 years ago also, like, movie theaters that have been demolished and, like, don't exist anymore.
I have every single one from Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, okay.
That's all when I started keeping them for some reason.
Oh, I think I have a few Star Wars ones. I might have, like, a Phantom Menace one somewhere. Yeah. But, yeah, I've always sort of hung on to those for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I want to take them and I want to spread them out on, like, a coffee table, then put, like, a piece of glass
on
top of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you make could, like, a cool.
You could definitely do that. My dresser comes like that with a glass top. I could.
That would look cool.
Do something cool underneath.
I mean, coffee tables
that.
Are supposed to be like conversation pieces, so that would be.
Right.
So you, I mean, if I mean, you watch a lot of movies.
I've seen a bunch.
Like, you're watching a lot for these 10 podcasts you're a part of.
Well, they're not all going
okay,
now.
Not all
no,
going
but
on
like
the same
yes,
time,
but
still.
Like we just did a, you know, Keanu.
Keanu's doing, had like 3 movies already this
two
year.
2 movies
hasn't
this
he?
Year. Right, we did a run of cinema. Yeah, we were doing yeah, they're not all
he said
like,
he's a John the, Wick, he said Toy Story, he had we're going to be covering Always Be My Maybe.
Yeah, and then Replicas.
The Replicas. Yeah, the guys it's a Keanu song's happening.
I mean, you know, he's busy this year. I mean, he's, yeah. You know, and Cage had 8 movies last year, so that feeds.
Well, he's got to pay
his
strong. Taxes, so that's.
But he hasn't had a movie yet this year. I'm getting a little worried. I mean, it's not that he can't go a year without having a movie. I mean, that
yeah.
would be ridiculous.
I mean, he kicked ass with Mandy and stuff like that, so that's.
Yeah, like last year was insane. It was great. So, no, okay, yeah, but I am watching a lot on the side, as it were.
And have you seen any food scenes or anything?
Looking through my thing here, I'm trying to remember if there was any. There weren't really any in John Wick, were there? I was like,
I still haven't seen it.
Oh no! Okay.
I know.
Boy, oh boy, X-Men. No, I don't remember any crazy food scenes in the new X-Men movie. Yeah. The Dead Don't Die. That was a great movie. The Jim Jarmusch zombie flick.
Yeah,
there's
I wanna
definitely.
See that. I want to see that. I feel well. There's eating of people.
Well, yeah, zombie yeah. eating. Yeah, there's eating in that.
And that takes place in like a small town. I'm sure there has to be like a diner or coffee scene, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's the diner with Danny Glover and stuff.
Oh, Danny Glover is does he work at a diner?
No, he's a patron. Him and and Buscemi. I watched this movie recently. It's an older movie because I'm on like this Paul Bartel kick right now. He was like a very indie director, like mm-hmm. in the Roger Corman sort of school. So you'd recognize him if you saw him. He's sort of like slightly overweight, redhead guy with a beard. He cameos in a lot of stuff throughout the 80s and everything. But I think it was the first movie he directed and he co-wrote with Mary Wernow was Eating Raoul. I don't know if you ever heard of this movie, Eating Raoul.
The name rings a bell, but I definitely haven't seen it.
So, it takes a while to get there, but the punchline is kind of a food scene, famous food scene, like the punchline of that movie. It's about like these people who are trying to afford their own like bed and breakfast.
Okay.
And so they become like S&M dominatrix and stuff, like they put ads in the paper, and then when the people come, they just kill them and take their money.
How old is this movie?
It's a comedy. It came out in like I think the 80s.
Okay, I was going to say, at first I thought maybe it was even older. I was going to say that's
it might
a pretty,
even be older.
But no, it's still nonetheless, that's a pretty
yeah, it's like
wild
a, it's a
idea
crazy
for
comment
that
on
long.
Like sex and food and all that kind of thing and urges and stuff.
Eating,
and it's
eating
fun.
Eating Raoul.
Eating Raoul.
Ooh.
And dude, 1982. And you know I've been eating a lot of ramen. Recently, so we got to do Tempoko soon. I want to still get to that one
like
day.
Legit ramen or like, you know?
No, a cup of noodle
cup
ramen.
Of noodle.
Like, I still have not had. We have to go down the street to the new place. Takashi's, I think, or something.
Oh.
They opened up down the street. It looks good. It looks
yeah,
legit.
It looks good. I'm all about ramen. Went to a place recently. Definitely going to be doing some videos for them. It's called Pinwheel.
Ooh.
And it's in Jersey City. And the ramen dish was amazing. I posted a picture of it. Maybe I'll like retag it for kind of for this episode, but just really, really good. Check out Pinwheel in Jersey City. That's a great place.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, just so many movies.
Oh,
so many.
I saw The Rocket Man. Did you see The Rocket Man?
No.
Okay.
Is it called The Rocket Man?
No, just
Rocket
Man.
Okay.
But you
The
know,
Rocketeer Man?
It's interesting. Like, oh man, it's like to me, I was like, they got halfway there.
Oh, okay.
Like, they do the thing I liked where it sort of breaks into fantasy a lot, almost like that. What was that Beatles movie with
Across the Universe.
It sort of had like that.
That's
but
cool.
They didn't. But I feel like they didn't push it all the way. And the other part, they just fell back on very basic, like standard, sort of boring, hit you over the head script kind of thing.
Oh, really?
And the weirdest thing is like, I think it was sort of Bryce Dallas Howard plays his mom.
Mom, yeah.
And she's like, my little rocket man, you're never going to be nothing. You're such a poofer. Like, what you doing, rocket man, with your life? I'm like, oh, no.
She was watching a lot of Monty Python, supposedly.
It felt like a Monty Python skit at times.
Weird.
And that bummed me out. But then it would, like, break into fantasy song sequences, and I was like, this is amazing.
Well, that's what I wanted. So, and you saw Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
Yeah.
So, Bohemian Rhapsody or Rocket Man?
Oh, Rocket Man all the way. Okay. Definitely, yeah. Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody is so tame and lame compared to
well,
it.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, I mean, you know, I love... sorry, guys, I know I'm sure... I mean, I don't know how much detail I went into, like, that I... The more and more it's a movie that, like, I saw in theaters, and, I mean, some parts, even just in the beginning, the 20th Century Fox, which now no longer exists, their fanfare, the fact that they do it with the Brian May guitar, all of a sudden that made me, like, so, like, oh my god, this is awesome, because that's even such a big part that I missed from, I almost wish that they would make 20th Century a, like, a certain studio for Disney, like they kept it,
like,
and I wish that's what they were making Star Wars underneath again, so they could have that fanfare back before.
Yeah,
Star
they did.
Wars.
That's the thing though, is like they didn't buy 20th Century Fox; they bought their properties.
Yeah.
The companies dissolved or something. It just like ended up,
but
going away.
But. I mean, a big thing that they're trying to tell us in Bohemian Rhapsody is like how creative and inventive this band is, and like innovative. And I'm like, shouldn't that reflect in, like, the filmmaking?
Yeah,
I
guess.
And it just didn't. And when I saw trailers for Rocket Man, at least, the musical sequences, like, I remember, like, at one point he's underwater and, like, singing and floating. And that's, I mean, and in the end, like, I really, more or less, like, I want a documentary about, like, these guys. I don't want, like, a biopic. I'd much rather, if I'm getting a narrative film, I want a movie like Across the Universe that we get their song. Because I was in the end, like, I was like, oh yeah, I love Queen's music. And anytime the music started playing in Bohemian Rhapsody, I got excited. And then when people got all up in arms, and like, not all up in arms, but like, when people were just saying, like, oh my God, the way they recreated Live Aid, I'm like, just watch Live Aid.
Yeah, it's
just
like,
watch it.
It's like a weird cover song. Yeah.
Supposedly,
like
Rami
Malek.
Malek was supposed. Was maybe going to make a cameo as Freddie Mercury in Rocket Man.
Oh, interesting. You know what I heard?
The guy that directed Rocket Man finished off Rocket Man for Bryan Singer.
Finished off Bohemian Rhapsody for Bryan
Singer. I'm sorry, Rocket Man twice.
And I'm wondering, I'm like, I wonder if some of that like carried over. It's like, oh, he couldn't, like, it was probably too late for this guy to like inject his vision into Bohemian Rhapsody, right? And it just goes to show, after seeing what he did with Rocket Man, like, Bryan Singer had no vision whatsoever for that Queen movie. Like, he just wanted to tell a straightforward, basic biopic that just like, you've seen a thousand, it could be insert band here kind of thing, right? And then you don't get like expressive, or like, you don't, he didn't use the film medium the way it really could have, like, to the power of Queen, you know, Queen music and Queen visuals that I was, and then it totally cut out Flash Gordon. Like, there could have been an amazing dream sequence with that kind of like imagery or whatever.
I get, like, I mean, Live Aid is a good place to end it, because I get you don't want to go into the whole like Freddie Mercury withering away and stuff like that. Like, I can get that.
They cut Rocket Man like way short too.
Oh, really?
Like Elton John went on to have like a huge long life after this.
Well,
part
do you want to see him all of a sudden like in the studio with Tim Rice recording like Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Well, no, that's the thing. It's like Vegas. The rest of his life apparently became like happy and well adjusted and like not entertaining enough for a movie.
He finally met like the love of his life and adopted kids. Yeah,
did so, a great SNL. His SNL, he's such a good actor. In the Kingsman movies and stuff.
But, just like, I mean, the you know, I found it insulting that they gave Freddie Mercury AIDS, like, a few years earlier than he actually did it, just to make the greatest 20 minutes of music history more poignant. But, but point being, after that, like, there was a whole tour, that It's a Kind of Magic tour, and that's the famous one. If you see like the album cover of like they look very much like David Byrne, like Talking Heads, like big, like the big wide shoulders, and they're like blue character cartoon characters. And that's like the cover for It's a Kind of Magic, and I was like, that would be awesome if, again, there was a more musical part, like showing them playing full songs like they do with the Live Aid part, but then that would have been fun if all of a sudden they became the cartoon characters from the cover and stuff.
It needed to be more surreal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know. Hmm. So it just kind of broke my heart.
Should we bring up what happened at the diner today?
Oh yeah, well exactly. That's the
I know we've been talking about movies and stuff.
Manzi is my diner buddy. We are both, you know, Jersey boys, and we yep. love our diners. We live in an area with some great diners.
There's like 9 or 10 within yeah. a stone's throw from my
one
house.
One was torn down recently, the Horizon. Now I think they're building like a Chick-fil-A there or something, but there's still a lot.
Yep.
And so we went to State Line, which is pretty much
pretty good
the,
one.
You know, the state line of
New York and New
York,
Jersey.
New Jersey, you know, in Mahwah, New Jersey. And it was also a diner that I started, well, I mean, I didn't grow up far from here, but it was much, it's closer for you. Mm-hmm. And, but it became, that became like my favorite diner when,
oh, okay.
while us both going to Ramapo College.
To Collage.
Yeah, to Collage.
Yes.
And yeah, we got, I took a, you know, a page from your book, and I got a BLT.
Yeah, one of my three like go-tos. I
got what's the like other... that turkey club, and then what
well,
you got
no,
today,
it's
right?
like that the grilled cheese.
Oh, the grilled cheese,
or
yeah.
the Taylor ham egg and cheese sandwich on a roll, yeah. which this time thankfully came assembled correctly. Assembled. I don't think we ever mentioned one time
oh,
you and I went
yeah.
to this diner that we went to often and that I've ordered this before. So I'm like, yeah, I'll have a Taylor ham, egg, and cheese on a roll, please.
And I said the same.
Yeah, and so said, yeah, we're like, oh, man, we can't wait for these sandwiches. They're yeah. so good. And they show up, and it's literally, it's a roll, like, sliced in half, and then the Taylor ham and the egg on top of it.
They served it as an open face.
They
sandwich.
Served it as an open face sandwich, and like
our
we
faces.
Were so like.
This is while this podcast is going on. So my biggest regret of it all is that I didn't pull out my phone and just record like
oh a video of
document
it.
Just like us yeah. reacting to these sandwiches.
It was I wasn't able to like comprehend it until like I was halfway done eating it, going like, yeah. how do you even eat this in this situation? It's such
yeah.
a mess.
Also because like in that. I prefer my breakfast sandwiches with like a fried egg or like even that maybe is like a little, but they definitely served it like over easy.
Oh yeah, that too.
So it became like open face. Like it's one thing when you've got yolk coming out like one side of the sandwich, and I have to be very conscious of it because of my beard. But like I remember just being like little and
looking, gotta get those
and looking I remember looking at we like our Sunday morning as a family was like we would have breakfast sandwiches. I remember always looking at my dad and being like, ugh, he's got yolk in his beard.
You gotta shave those egg gutters into yeah. this into your
egg
beard.
Egg gutters.
They drip through.
But yeah, that was such a weird open faced breakfast sandwich with over easy eggs.
So today I ordered the same thing, and luckily it came correctly because I ordered it as a sandwich, and we were at a different place. But Kyle's like, hey, can I tell this part? And then you jump in.
Oh,
so like
yeah.
we're ordering our sandwiches, and Kyle's like, oh, I want to, does that come with fries?
Yeah, does the BLT come with fries?
BLT come with fries? And the guy's like, no, you want a side of fries? Steak fries? Kyle's like, yeah.
So I love steak fries.
Oh, they're so good.
So good.
So I'm like, you know what? I was like, I'll have an order of steak fries. I'll have an order too.
Yeah.
And the guy looks at us and he goes, nah, one's enough.
Well, he didn't exactly go like that.
Well,
yeah, he went, one's enough
no,
for you.
No. But he was like, one's enough.
Yeah,
like, I think for you too, you don't get more than, he didn't say it, but it sounded like you guys don't need more than two
yeah.
things
and,
of fries.
And I felt like saying, hey, buddy, I'm on Weight Watchers.
Well,
so maybe he knows. Maybe someone's.
I wanted to be like, you know, like, hey, like, Dick, like, don't tell me what I want.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at a diner ordering my dinner. Like,
yeah.
You'd
make an extra, like.
You're denying it. Like,
yeah.
Luckily, I didn't care. I thought it was hilarious. Like, I was so dumbstruck yeah. by it. Kyle and I looking at each other. And then he
and
brings
then he,
the fucking fries
then
out.
He doubles down on yeah.
And he goes, see, enough for two, right?
Right.
Right? And we're looking at each other like,
yeah.
what is this guy's problem?
Like, it was kind of correct because we didn't finish all the fries.
Yeah, I mean, no, but, like, what if I wanted to bring him home for later tonight
yeah.
or something like
that?
Well, like, the guy doesn't know. What
yeah, but
is
then
he,
the
a guy, mind
yeah, then the guy, it was, like, such, like, a more, like, at-home situation of just, like, yeah, if you want more, there's more. Like, he said, he was just, like, if you want more, you can order another set of fries. It's, like, yeah, but at the same time, like.
Just bring them.
Yeah.
Just do what you're
yeah.
told. Like, no, but you're the waiter. Like, why are you talking someone out of a sale?
Yeah.
Like. You're earning less money for the place. Who cares how much you can fucking eat? Like, that's not the point. Like,
I always kind of ran into that, too, with when working at the deli.
tell people, like, you don't need that sandwich today, sir.
more with a lot of the business of, like, the deli that I worked at was these kids that had, like, charge accounts. So, number one, they're just, like, little asshole kids in, like, a rich town that don't understand the value of a dollar, don't actually hold tangible money.
Yeah.
So then they just start putting stuff on the counter.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and they would get things that, like, you know, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. And, I don't know what kind of home they're coming from, if they actually have, like, a dinner together with their family. Maybe their parents do depend on them.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like that situation of, like, before Little League, the mom's, like, make sure you have something to eat before the game or something.
All right.
It just feels like these kids are being chubby little, you know, assholes.
Okay.
And so sometimes I'd be like, you can get, especially with them, because they're sitting in there, and it is just a charge account thing that I'll just write down another item. Take the one candy. If you finish it, have another candy. But at the same time, I am thinking, my boss doesn't mind it, but at the same time, I'm like, just let the little fuckers.
That's
like
the thing, man. It's not your problem. Like,
yeah,
you're just there to sell them stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole game is just, like, not to question it at all. Just let the person buy what they want. Like, don't get, you know, why?
Yeah, don't get entangled with the,
yeah, you know, like, there's no, you don't need to know the reason.
Yeah, it's not my business.
Yeah. It's like,
and literally, it's not my business.
Because it felt like he could have, like, kept going, where he's like, and you know what else? Like,
yeah,
maybe you don't get the Taylor ham on that egg and cheese sandwich.
Exactly.
Either, right? Like, that's not good for you. It's unhealthy. It's like, bro, like, you're in the wrong line of business.
You should really try a turkey bacon. That would be a much better substitute.
Yeah. Like, it's tough, because then I feel like, you know, what's with this? I don't know. It bothers me. It bothered me today. That was funny. I'm glad that happened.
Guys, you shouldn't have a second order of fries.
One order of fries is enough
to fill your sustenance.
Unbelievable, though.
Oh, boy.
I mean, if I worked at a diner, I mean, my only question would be, is that all, right? Because, like, you know, keep ordering whatever you want. Like, you want 2-3 orders of fries? It's not my business. Stuff your fat face.
Yeah. There is that dream of, like, you know, like you reminded me, they say it even in the movie Diner, which, again, we covered, is, like, he's ordering the whole, like, there's that.
The left side of the menu.
The dream of just, like, you just see the page. Those big diner menus. I feel like, I mean, I don't know other diners have this, but it's like Jersey diner menus are just so big, and the pages just have so much stuff on it. And you just look at it and you're like, I can't choose.
Yeah.
But I just went with a simple BLT. I got my usual of the unsweetened iced tea with lemon. You got your cup of coffee,
which was very good.
It was a good cup of coffee.
It was extremely good.
Surprisingly
good for that.
You like having coffee with lunch. And I should say, you don't mind having it with non-breakfast foods. I'm someone I have it with breakfast, and I'll have it with, like, dessert or by itself.
Yeah. It's like the main thing I consume on, like, a daily basis.
It's your life source.
It with anything, pretty much.
On our first short order sessions, Brian Rodriguez, host of High School Slumber Party, my co-host for PS I Still Love Hoffman, He lives that, to quote him, that yerba mate lifestyle.
Oh, that's right.
So, this is your yerba mate.
Yeah.
You'll always be my diner buddy. And we've had some memorable recent diner experiences.
Yeah, today was good. It gave us some material. I was very happy about that. And then we got into the Randy Newman shit again.
Began at the Joey, the Cage Club barbecue.
At the barbecue.
So it's just fitting that it's all a whole circle of.
Oh, I don't see that joke dying
Rams
anytime soon.
No.
Like, I feel like I just rediscovered the, I don't know, the craziness that is Randy Newman impressions. Like, it's just so good.
It's just he tells the truth. He tells it like
in
it
song
is,
form.
In song form, short people have no reason.
Talking about what I'm looking at and singing it as it happens.
Anything to remind the listeners out there of? I mean, obviously we told them what shows you're a part of, but anything?
Let's see, this month on Cage Club. So Tom Tom Club's going well. Tom Cruise has pretty much, like, an impeccable filmography so far. We're up to Far and Away. I don't know if this will be out by the time we record Far and Away, but
this is coming out this Wednesday. So,
okay,
yeah.
So Far and Away will not be out by the time this comes out, but it will be out soon, so keep an ear open for Far and Away. And then Dragnet should be out this Friday after here. Ooh. That's where we're up to with Hanks. We're up to Dragnet. You know, things were a little shaky there for a while with Tom Hanks in his early career there. But
he
think
was finding
like,
his place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel like he may have found his footing for a while at least. So things are turning around slowly over there, but it's always a good fun time over on Tom Club.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I mean, we're talking Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks, two of the biggest movie stars.
Yes.
And they've got to be, like, pretty much right around the same age, right?
Oh, you know, not
I would think,
yeah,
like, I mean, Tom Hanks is a little older.
I think Hanks is a little older, but they started around the same time, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, we're trying to track, you know, where, how they, their, the trajectory of their careers in tandem and stuff. Yeah. And it's very interesting.
Cool. And anything coming up with Third Time's
a
Charm?
Third Time's a Charm. The July episode is going to be Spider-Man 3.
Ooh.
With my unofficial co-host of 2019, Brian Rodriguez. He's back. They were sort of like, you were supposed to be on that episode, and then
yeah,
I got
then
another...
I was snubbed.
No, well, yeah, you were bumped.
You're not
There's a difference.
Worth it.
There's a difference between snubbed and bumped.
Okay.
You got bumped. Sorry, Matt Damon.
Exactly. Oh my God, you're Jimmy Kimmel and I'm your Matt Damon.
And then the guest that I had on before you, that you were the replacement for, he had to cancel the like 5 minutes before we started recording, so I couldn't like call you up, you know, off the bench or anything.
I'm sorry
for that.
To hear
so
that.
It was just me and Brian, my unofficial co-host of 2019, Third Time's a Charm. So check out that episode. Spider-Man 3 is a crazy movie, so I think we had a fun talk about that.
And we'll be even, I mean, this will be out before those, but then definitely check out with High School Slumber Party, we're going to be guests on the two newest Spider-Man solo movies, so Homecoming and Far From Home, which is coming out, I think, like July 2nd.
Yeah,
dude,
July
2nd. It's weird. They're releasing it on, like, a...
Tuesday.
Tuesday? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's July 4th week. Got to get that holiday cash.
Yeah, exactly. They're really, I think they're hoping to break some records with that too, probably.
Yeah, but the first MCU movie since
the Fallout.
Since the Fallout of
the snap the
of it all.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys, and obviously thank you, Manzi, for coming on Short Order Sessions.
You're welcome.
And as always, remember, there's more to cut.
There's more to cut.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked and you were waiting. Then you
could... There's more to cut.
There's more to cut.
There's more to cut.
In life, it means it can apply to food, to film.
Talking foodie films. Foodie films.
Oh my God, if I could get Randy Newman to cover my theme song.
Oh my God.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just a while.